moments, but I feel like I need to begin this morning with a confession, and I need to tell you a secret. I hope I'm with friends, and I hope I can share this with you. I hope you won't judge me, but my secret is this. I find it really hard to be thankful. You know, some people are glass half full people, and some people are glass half empty people. I'm definitely a glass half empty person. I always think about all the things that are worrying, all the things that could go wrong, all the problems that there are, all the things I need to do. And when I wake up in the morning, it's really hard to get out of bed. Sometimes I am really, really grumpy in the morning. Is anyone else like that? Yeah, oh, that's encouraging. Thank you for being honest, because I thought maybe you all just jumped out of bed in the morning and you were full of thanks and full of praise as you got out of bed. So thankful to God that you were awake and that you were alive. But I don't think I'm the only one that finds it hard, because in our reading that we had read to us by Beth from the Gospel of Luke, we were told the story of when Jesus healed 10 people who had leprosy, and there was only one person that came back and said thank you to Jesus for healing him. So clearly, it's not easy for everybody to say thank you. And it also, in our other reading from 1 Thessalonians, we were told that we are to give thanks in all circumstances. So even though it's really hard to give thanks, we're told, we're commanded that we are to be thankful people, even if we find that really hard. So as I was thinking about this morning, I realized that actually learning to give thanks is perhaps a little bit like learning to blow bubbles. Is anyone here good at blowing bubbles? Yeah, some experts here. So I'm not very good. I'm still learning. But as you'll see, I am getting better slowly. So I think sometimes when we start to be thankful and we start to say thank you to God, it's a bit like blowing these tiny, fragile bubbles like this. Oh, it's hard, isn't it? Sometimes it's really hard. Oh, there's some more. Annabelle, do you want to come and blow some for us? So I told you I'm still learning. Here we go. So Annabelle's going to blow some bubbles. Keep blowing them for us. Oh, they're not very good bubbles, are they? Oh, no. There we go. We've got some bubbles. So these bubbles are small. If you can see them, they're really fragile. But sometimes when we have to start to learn saying thank you, sometimes when we get out of bed in the morning and we don't have much energy, we have to just say thank you for the things that are really small around us. So perhaps sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I say thank you to God that I'm in my bed and my bed is nice and cozy. Thank you that I've had somewhere to sleep. Sometimes I say thank you to God that I have my breakfast, and it might not be the most exciting breakfast in the world, but thank you God that I've had these Weetabix and that actually they're going to give me strength for today. And I say thank you to God for my house, thank you to God for my dog. And suddenly as I'm walking the dog, I suddenly start to perk up a little bit just because I'm saying thank you for the small things that God has given us. Thank you, Annabelle. You've done much better than us. You want to go and sit back down? Well done. There you go. You can hold on to the bubbles. We're in and back. But do you know what happens? And sometimes after I start saying thank you to God for the things that I see all around me, the really simple things, sometimes then I get onto the next level. So forget the little bubbles. Sometimes I get onto the next level, and I'm learning to blow these bubbles. This needs more of a kind of, there we go. Can you see these are bigger bubbles? Oh, so sometimes, once I get past saying thank you for the small things in my life, I actually find that I begin to see how God's at work in my life. And I don't just thank God for the little things I see around me, but I say to God, thank you for the way that you are at work in my life. Thank you for the way that you answer my prayers. Thank you for the way that you're here with me today. Thank you for bringing me to Ely. That's something that I say thank you to as well. Thank you to God for bringing me to St. Mary. So sometimes I don't just say thank you to God for the little things that I see around me, like my dog and my house and my food. Sometimes I say thank you to God as well for the bigger things I see around me, like the way that he's at work in my life. So sometimes that's a bit like us when we learn to say thank you. We start off by saying thank you for small things, and we build up by saying thank you to God for the way that he's at work in our lives. But the dream and the goal and the thing that I think we should all be working towards is to be able to say thank you to God for actually the fact that he's chosen each of us, that he loves us, and he has good plans for our lives. So I'm still learning this, but actually, I started with the small bubbles and I built up to the medium bubbles, but I am learning now slowly how to blow giant bubbles. So it might take some practice, but let's see if this works. Oh, that's definitely not going to work like that. I feel very nervous suddenly being here, so that's definitely not going to work. Yeah. It worked in the garden this morning, but... Oh! So... Oh, should we try again? Okay, everyone sit down a minute, see what, calm down a minute. Oh, ready, get ready. Ready, steady. Oh, I need a better jug. Oh. So maybe we can try blowing some more bubbles outside at the end of the service, but isn't it amazing how we started with the small bubbles and then we went up to the medium bubbles and then we ended with these large bubbles, didn't we? So do you guys want to take a seat again? And I think it's the same with us and with God when we start to say thank you to God. We start with the small things that we say thank you to God for, and sometimes that might be hard. We say thank you for the things that we see around us. We say thank you to God for the little things that we have all around us. And then we might build up to saying thank you to God for the way that he's at work in our lives. Maybe the medium bubbles, things that we see God doing all around us. But ultimately... And when we say thank you lots and lots and lots, we learn to say thank you for all the big things that God does. We learn to say thank you to God that he's with us, that he's chosen us, that he loves us, and that he has good plans for our lives. And I'm still learning how to do this, but when we learn how to say thank you for those big things, we can say thank you for them, even on the days where it feels like everything else is going wrong and everything else is falling apart. We learn to say thank you to God and to be thankful in all circumstances. And the amazing thing is that changes our perspective of who God is, because we learn to trust him through every season of life, but it also actually changes us as well. And I had a friend once, and at the beginning and the end of every day, she would write down 10 things that she was thankful for, because she wanted to start her day and end her day by being thankful to God. And sometimes that was really hard. Sometimes she had to write down things like she was thankful for a banana or something like that, something really small. But actually, she found it completely changed her attitude. She said that she developed an attitude of gratitude. And that's our prayer for everyone here today, that we would develop this attitude of gratitude and that we would be able to say thank you to God for the small things, but also the big things. Even when things are difficult around us, we would have that attitude of gratitude and we would pray continuously and give thanks in all circumstances. So we're going to do that right now. We're going to pray together and then we're going to move on to our next activity. So let's pray together. Father God, thank you so much that you are with us all the time. And thank you for all the small and beautiful things we see around us. Thank you for each other. Thank you for the ways that we see you at work. But most of all, thank you that we know that you are with us, that you are for us, and that you have good plans for us. And help us all to learn how to be thankful for this. Help us to develop this attitude of gratitude, we pray. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.